Welcome to episode 6 of Hyperparathyroidism, A Patient's Perspective, with me, your host, Lisa Marie. So today, I just want to touch on dental issues in relation to hyperparathyroidism. A visit to my dentist showed significant bone loss. This in turn has led to other complications, a diseased tooth that I passionately believe has come about due to bone loss and finally needing an emergency extraction. I have since lost another tooth and a third has become loose. My dentist would have been aware of the extent of the damage when they did my checkup, as it was clear from the extracted tooth that there were visible signs of deterioration on the visible tooth as well as the root. This dentist chose not to remove it then, and as such, I had several months and years of pain on top of my existing symptoms. It didn't really occur to me until seeing my dental x-ray that my teeth may be affected by this disease. I would have ideally liked to have had a dental implant, but this will not be possible until the bone density is much improved. And at this point, I'm not entirely sure that is possible. Following on from that, not many dentists have an awareness of hyperparathyroidism and dental-related issues from it. And so it has been a battle to overcome, even to a visit to a specialist dental hospital in the UK turned in to be one of the most traumatic and humiliating visits, being told that more or less all of my dental issues were all of my own doing, and that pain is not a reason to floss less, but to push past the pain and carry on. This to me demonstrates someone who hasn't experienced the debilitating effect of hyperparathyroidism or how painful the teeth can become. And that even brushing your teeth or eating food can feel like an assault on the senses and the pain receptors. In addition to this, whilst this particular dentist was aware of hyperparathyroidism, they strongly suggested that these issues could only be created by having the disease long term. Over 10 years was the figure that was stated, to which I instantly replied, I've had this disease for over 10 years. It's probably nearer 19 now. Add to that my family history of diabetes, also known to cause dental issues, even if you're not diabetic, and you're up against it twofold. Both of these issues were dismissed, and I was made to feel so ashamed, and that somehow I had neglected my teeth, which is not helpful when you're trying to move forward and appropriately deal with your dental issues. When I went in for my first dental treatment, I was met with more patronising behaviour and more criticism of what I was doing wrong. No one needs to feel like this. The whole experience was so traumatic, being in hospital booths in a dental hospital with little to no screening and knowing the person in the next booth to me could hear all of my personal detail and information. It was just enough for me to say, I can't return again. I fed my experience back to the hospital and have since decided to find a dentist that I can feel more comfortable and safe with. I felt it important to highlight these issues as I have and hopefully raise awareness for all patients who've had issues with their teeth. So if there is anything that you or your dentist can do to monitor this and take preventative steps, then I think that's a good thing and I would encourage anyone to do so. Raising awareness of this disease with all areas of medicine, family, friends and the wider public will help us all spot the signs earlier, get diagnosed sooner, and instigate better long-term outcome for patients suffering from hyperparathyroidism. Thank you for listening. I hope you will join me in episode 7, where we discuss crossover symptoms in relation to hyperparathyroidism.